Good morning, everybody. There's two out of three of us here with cold, so me being one. So hopefully I can get through this without having to leave to cough. Again, thank you for coming. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. The objectives for my presentation today are to describe a program model for engaging youth in health promotion work, specifically work pertaining to healthy snacking that is appropriate for a rural setting, and also to describe the benefits and challenges of youth participation in efforts to improve food environments. So as a little background, snacking has become increasingly prevalent among children of all ages, and it may be contributing to the childhood obesity epidemic. Snacking in itself is not necessarily unhealthy. However, we know from research that many of the snacks that children consume are energy-dense, low-nutrient products like desserts, salty snacks, candy, and soda. And so it's been estimated that snacking now accounts for about 27% of total energy intake among children who are 2 to 18 years old. In addition, research suggests that children's snacking habits, are influenced by their immediate food environments, and that includes their schools as well as food stores near their schools. So it's important that these environments be structured to promote healthy snacking. In our previous research in rural Oregon, we identified many barriers to healthy snacking that were within the schools and the food stores. For example, we learned that schools did not have policies concerning snacks, and that children were permitted to bring unhealthy snacks and beverages, including soda, to school. That candy and other sweets were being commonly used by teachers and other school staff as incentives and rewards for students. That teachers did not always model healthy snacking habits themselves. Teachers often had unhealthy snacks in their break room, and some teachers even drank soda in the classroom. And also, convenience stores were located within easy walking distance of all of our elementary and middle schools, and children were frequently stopping at these stores after and even before school to purchase unhealthy snacks and beverages like soda and chips. So the study that I'll be discussing today was designed to reduce these negative influences on children's snacking by creating healthier school and food store environments. And our strategy for accomplishing this was to engage the youth themselves as advocates. Specifically, the purpose is to evaluate the effects of an intervention that engages youth in advocacy for establishing healthy snacking zones within 5 elementary and middle schools and nearby food stores in a rural Oregon county. And our aims were to engage rural youth in environmental and policy change to promote healthy snacking, identify the effects of youth advocacy on school food and environments and food stores, identify the effect of environmental and policy change on children's snack consumption patterns, and also to evaluate changes in obesity prevalence. So basically, we've hypothesized that youth advocacy will result in changes within the schools and the stores, and that as these environments change, we'll see improvements in children's snacking patterns, and that over time and in combination with other healthy lifestyle changes, the rates of obesity would decline. The study is being conducted as community-based participatory research, and the design is quasi-experimental. It involves a phased intervention that's 4 years in length, with each phase designed to reach a broader audience, starting with the youth participants themselves, and then their peers and parents, then schools, and finally the community, and that is the food stores. The setting is Union and Wallowa counties in Northeast Oregon, and these are two sparsely populated agricultural counties that are located about 200 miles from Boise, Idaho, which is our nearest large city. The intervention is occurring in 5 small communities in Union County. These towns have between 300 and 2,000 people each, so they're very small, but each has its own school district with a single elementary middle school, as well as 1 to 2 small food stores, mainly convenience stores, that are serving as the intervention sites. And then students who are in the elementary middle school, grades K through 8, comprise our target population. And as you'll see, they're predominantly white, non-Hispanic, and 50% on average qualify for free or reduced fee lunches. Also, three similar communities in neighboring Wallowa County are serving as our control sites. So youth engagement through this project is occurring through participation in new 4-H clubs that are called Snacks Clubs, and that stands for Students Now Advocating to Create Healthy Snacking Zones. And 4-H, if you're not familiar with it, is a youth development program that is administered through the Cooperative Extension System of land-grant universities and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 4-H is a national program, but it has a particularly strong presence in rural areas because of its connection to agriculture. And in many rural communities, and this is certainly true in ours, 4-H has been in existence for years, and it's a highly trusted organization. Also, one of the key foci of 4-H is health. It's what one of the H's stands for. So it's a very good fit for projects that aim to engage youth in leadership roles for health promotion within rural communities. And in Union County, it's the Oregon State University Union County Extension Service that administers our 4-H program. And this organization is a key partner in our SNAC study. Excuse me a minute. So we established one 4-H Snacks Club in each of the 5 intervention schools and then recruited students in grades 4 through 8 to be club members. The clubs meet after school about every 2 weeks throughout the school year. And the role of the youth in the clubs is to promote healthy snacking among their peers and advocate for environmental changes within their schools and the food stores. And this is accomplished through outreach projects that the youth plan and then implement with support from project staff and volunteers. And like all 4-H clubs, each Snacks Club has a volunteer adult club leader who facilitates the club meetings and helps the youth to complete their outreach projects. These youth have received training and they follow a curriculum that was developed by our project staff. We also have a paid Snacks coordinator who oversees the club activities and then provides support to the club leaders. So as I mentioned, the intervention consists of 4 phases, and phase 1 has already been completed. The goal of this phase was to mobilize the youth and prepare them for their role as advocates. We started by involving the youth in a photo voice assessment, where they used cameras to document the snacks and beverages that were available in their schools and stores, and why it's hard to choose healthy snacks. Then the youth then discussed the project, or the pictures, wrote captions about these, and then each club developed a photo voice exhibit that was displayed in their schools and then over the summer in their community libraries. Other activities during this phase included nutrition lessons and also a logo contest among Snacks members to design a logo for our countywide Snacks project. Phase 2 has also already been completed, and the goal for this phase was to conduct outreach aimed at peers and parents to raise awareness about healthy snacking and to build support for implementing changes within the schools and the stores. During this phase, each club implemented 3 outreach projects that were aimed at discouraging consumption of unhealthy snacks and encouraging healthy choices. We also brought all of the clubs together to produce a music video that promoted healthy snacking. We held the first annual Snack Spring Conference, which was a full-day event that celebrated the year's accomplishments. And during the summer, the clubs hosted a booth at the Union County Fair, which showcased their outreach projects and included educational contests about healthy snacking. Phase 3 has actually just started a few weeks ago, and it's focused on outreach to the schools with the goal of having the schools adopt policies and practices to promote healthy snacking and discourage non-nutritious snacks in the school. And phase 4 will focus on the food stores with the goal of increasing availability of healthy snack products within the stores and marketing these to children. So I'll share some of our interim process results. In addition to assessing outcomes of this project, we are also collecting process data, and this is data are useful in helping us see the benefits of youth participation. So our data suggests, first of all, that the project is having a positive effect on the youth participants themselves. We've seen an increase in the number of youth participating from 32 when the study started to 46 currently. Also, youth perceptions of the experience, as these are assessed through a written survey that we administer annually to the club members, suggests that the experience has been positive. 88% have reported that they're very satisfied with the experience, which is the highest rating that they can give. 94% indicated that they had made a contribution to their community, and 82% reported that they'd had the freedom to develop and use their own ideas, which both suggest a fairly strong sense of empowerment. Excuse me, once more. Also, in an open-ended question, the youth indicated that they had gained knowledge about healthy snacking and were putting this knowledge into practice through their choices. Excuse me, hopefully I can get control of this. The outreach projects implemented by the youth have been creative and they've reached a broad audience. One club set up a snacks booth at a major track and field event that involves all of the schools in our county, and they distributed healthy snacks and had educational posters about healthy snacking as well as some contests. And we had, in that single day, several hundred students, over 600, who visited the booth. Another club created Go for Healthy Drink posters, which were modeled after the National Got Milk campaign, and they showed our club members as well as several high school athletes in their school who were sporting milk mustaches to promote low-fat or non-fat milk as a healthy choice. And these posters were then blown up and professionally mounted and installed in the school cafeteria, which serves all students in grades K through 12. A third club distributed information on go slow and stop drinks, and then invited each K through 12 classroom to submit a single photograph illustrating the concept of healthy and unhealthy drinks. And the photos again were displayed in their school, and the club members awarded a smoothie party to the winning classroom. Two clubs organized a healthy tailgate snack contest in their communities, and this was quite an elaborate outreach project. The club members invited students as well as community members to submit recipes for a healthy snack that could be served at a tailgate party. And they then judged the recipes, chose four that they liked best, and distributed samples of these at a local football game. People who sampled the snacks were asked to vote on their favorites, and the club members then announced the winner at halftime and presented that person with a fruit basket. Two other clubs sponsored healthy Halloween and Valentine's Day parties in their schools and distributed themed snacks to each classroom. And as I mentioned earlier, all of our clubs participated in producing a music video to promote healthy snacking, and this was a parody of a Michael Jackson song. And the video was debuted in each school at an all-school assembly, plus our local newspaper did a big story on the project. And the video has been posted on YouTube. So if you'd like to see it, just go to YouTube and type in snacks, S-N-A-C-Z, and you'll find it. And then finally, the schools and stores have been very supportive of this project and of the youth's activities. For example, the schools have provided space for the club meetings, they've helped us to recruit club members, and they've promoted the outreach projects on their campuses. Also, some school personnel have even volunteered to be club leaders. And the store owners have donated food for snacks activities, and they've participated in the outreach projects by letting the youth take pictures and video footage in their stores. And again, we haven't even started phase four, so the store participation, I'm sure, will be much greater than that over time. So the benefits of, or these interim findings rather, point to several benefits of youth participation, the first of which is just the incredible energy and creativity that youth bring to health promotion work. I also think that having the youth involved in this project has been a major factor in gaining cooperation and support from the schools and stores. The findings also suggest that there have been personal benefits for the youth participants themselves in terms of increased awareness about healthy eating and perhaps better eating habits, as well as increased empowerment and development of leadership skills. Other benefits that we've noticed are from the youth participation, or rather that the youth participation has resulted in a high level of visibility for this project within our county. And I also believe that it's made the health promotion message more appealing to other youth than it might have been if youth were not involved. And thus it may have a greater impact on youth snacking habits. There have also been several challenges, though, one of which has just been the youth's busy lives and their competing commitments, which have mainly been related to sports. And this has affected attendance at club meetings as well as our ability to retain club members. It's also been difficult to find a time to meet that doesn't conflict with sports practices or other activities that the youth are involved in. And it's been challenging to motivate the youth to change their own healthy snack, or their own snacking habits, and be role models for healthy snacking. And finally, finding a balance between providing support to the youth and giving them challenging tasks hasn't always been easy. The youth very much want to be fully involved and have meaningful tasks to be involved in. But their young age and the limited amount of time that they can give to a project restricts what they can realistically do. So I just wanted to conclude by sharing some pictures from our project. These are a couple of the boys in the clubs taking pictures in the store of the beverages that were available to them during the photo voice assessment. And this was the logo that came out of our logo contest. So one of our students developed that, and we use it on everything now. This was the booth at the track and field event. That was one of the outreach projects. You'll see our big banner there for snacks. And again, this was highly attended by youth throughout the county. This is one of the Go for Healthy Drink posters that the students developed. It's one of our club members, and these posters, again, are hanging in the cafeteria. This was another girl from that same club. These were students in one of the other clubs that had the Go Slow and Stop photo contest, and this was a picture they took themselves to give people an idea of the type of photo they might take, so showing their stop drinks. And this was the winning photo in that school, showing Go for water, Slow for orange juice, and Stop for Arizona tea. This was a photo from our Healthy Tailgate Snack Contest, one of the students inviting people to sample, vote, and then try at home. These were children in one of the clubs preparing and then distributing a healthy Valentine's Day snack in their school. And these are a few still shots from our music video. And then finally, this is the booth at our Union County Fair last summer. So in conclusion, this project has shown us that even children in elementary and middle school grades can function effectively as advocates for healthy food environments, and that youth participation in health promotion work provides benefits both for the project as well as for the youth themselves. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-investigators, who are Drs. Izumi, Shannon, and Nguyen, plus Carol Smith, who is the regional manager for the OSU Union County Extension Service. And then our funding source was the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Thank you.